Good morning. How are you guys?
Tired.
I love it. Okay, maybe you can perk up just long enough to do this. What do you think? She gave me a thumbs up, so here we go. If you'll bear with me for just a minute, I'm going to go through some conversations that are really the gist of what we have in our scripture for today from the book of John. And I'm going to cheat a little by having it in front of me. So let me set the stage. Jesus has been taken into custody by the Jewish leaders, and he has been brought to Pilate. Now, Pilate is not a Jewish leader, but he has certain authorities that the Jewish leaders know that Pilate has. Okay? So Jesus is in custody, and he is now brought before Pilate. And so Pilate comes out, and he says to these Jewish leaders, "What are you guys charging this man with?" And the Jewish leaders say, "Well, if he wasn't a criminal, we wouldn't have brought him to you." Makes me think that they were thinking that Pilate would just accept that they had already decided that Jesus was a criminal, and then Pilate would do what he's authorized to do. But Pilate says, "Well, if you've already decided he's a criminal, then why don't you take him yourselves and judge him by your own law?" And if you had any doubt up until this point about what the Jewish leaders had in mind for Jesus, here's where all that doubt can get wiped away. Because the Jewish leaders say, "Well, Pilate, we don't have the authority to execute anyone." So then Pilate goes back inside, and he asks for Jesus to come in. Jesus goes inside, and Pilate says, "Well, I'm hearing a lot of things. Things that people are saying about you, maybe trying to overthrow the Jewish leaders, maybe trying to get power for yourself. Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus says, "Did you come up with that on your own? Or have you been talking to other people?" And Pilate says, "I'm not a Jewish leader. Your own people, the Jewish leaders, brought you to me. What have you done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this place." And then Pilate says, "Aha, you are a king." And Jesus says, "You say I'm a king. I say I was sent to this place to speak the truth about the great truth." And so let's talk about these conversations. And for those of you who can't see, I'm holding up a piece of paper that has the word noise on it. What I hear when I think about these conversations, I hear a lot of noise. And I don't mean like noise from a donkey going by or noise from people chattering in the audience, you know, nothing like that. I mean the noise that comes from maybe tradition for the sake of tradition, noise that comes from seeking power, noise that comes from competitiveness, selfishness. I hear a lot of noise in these conversations. And the noise, unfortunately, is drowning out the truth. The truth about the great truth. So what is the great truth? In my limited way of expressing it, the great truth is that we were created by a loving, amazing, incredible, limitless creator who designed us to be in relationship with him and with each other. Simple, right? Jesus was trying to tell us the truth about the great truth, but the noise, you know, the noise, I'm trying to shake this thing without shaking the microphone, the noise got in the way of the people back then hearing and seeing the truth. So what about now? Is there noise? Yeah. Of course there is. That's right. The noise of media, the noise of each other, the noise of expectations. I mentioned traditions. There's nothing wrong with traditions. Traditions are wonderful, unless they get in the way of the great truth, right? Ambition is wonderful. Wanting to be something is wonderful, unless it gets in the way of the great truth. So my prayer for us today is that we recognize the simple truth about the greatest truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending a messenger. Help us to be reminded of his message and to be a part of continuing that message by dimming down the noise and focusing on the great truth. Amen.